We're doing Mishlei. We're up to the 30th chapter. And we'll lay in the psukim before we explain them. Divrei Agur bin Yakeh Hamasa Neum HaGever Le'itiel Le'itiel Ve'uchal. These are the words of a person by the name of Agur, the son of Yakeh. And he had the following prophecy. And he said this prophecy for a person by the name of Itiel. To Itiel and Uchal. Now, what does any of this mean? So Chazal say that really there was a nickname for Shlomo HaMelech, and his nickname was Agur. Shlomo HaMelech gathered wisdom, so he was known as the gatherer, Agur, the one who gathered. Bin Yakeh, who vomited, who gave out all the wisdom that he had had within him. He lost it all. He vomited all the wisdom. That's what Chazal say. That's a reference to Shlomo HaMelech, that he's called Agur Bin Yakeh. And this is what he said: I am the man who was called Itiel. God is with me. I was so confident. Shlomo HaMelech said, I was sure I have such wisdom. God is with me. And so, even though God says in the Torah, don't have too many wives because they'll cause your heart to go astray, I was confident I would not go astray. God said, don't have too much gold, don't have too much horses, lest the king bring the nation back to Mitzrayim, back to Egypt. And I said, no, I'll have the horses, I'll have the wealth, and I won't bring the nation back to Mitzrayim. He said, Le'itiel, for God is with me, ve'uchal, and I will be able to do these things and not stumble. And he did stumble. Pasuk bet. Ki va'ar anochi me'ish ve'lo vinat adam li. Shlomo HaMelech says, for I, says Shlomo HaMelech, am a fool among men, and I don't have wisdom, because I thought I'm smarter than the Torah. I can outsmart the Torah. So that's why I'm a fool, says Shlomo HaMelech. Pasuk Gimel, ולא למדתי חוכמה ודעת קדושים עדה. And I didn't learn wisdom nor the knowledge of the holy ones, because I thought I could detract or add, I could manipulate the Torah the way it makes sense to me. And Shlomo HaMelech says, you see, I am a gur, I gathered the wisdom bin Yakeh, I spit up all that wisdom, because I thought I can outsmart the Torah. Chazal tell us that God concealed the reasons behind the mitzvot. God said, if I have a mitzvah where I gave the reason, I said, a king shouldn't have too many wives, lest they steer his heart astray. And you see what happened because I gave a reason for that mitzvah. You take the smartest man on earth, and he erred because I gave a reason for that mitzvah. How much more so people would err if God would give away the reasoning behind the mitzvot, the average person who read the mitzvot. So that's why God says, you see, even the one area where I did give reasons for the mitzvot, I said, the king shouldn't have too many wives, he shouldn't have too many horses, he shouldn't have too much wealth. And each one I gave a reason for them. Shlomo HaMelech came along, smartest of men, and he thought, well, that doesn't apply to me. The wives won't turn my heart astray, the wealth won't draw me, the horses won't caused me to send people back to Egypt, and he fell. He didn't outsmart the Torah. So God says, you see, I have to keep the reasons behind the mitzvot hidden. So here, Shlomo HaMelech himself, it seems at the end of his days, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, look, I thought God was with me, I thought I have the strength, I could be smart and do what makes sense to me, and ultimately I come to the conclusion I'm not smart, I don't have understanding, I don't have wisdom, I don't have the knowledge of the Holy Ones. Pasuk Daled, mi ala shamayim vayirad, mi asaf ruach bechofnav, mi tzarar mayim basimla, מי הקים כל אפסי הארץ, מה שמו ומה שם בנו, כי תדע.